Chapter 7. At dinner, Aunt Jane alternated between saying nothing and talking non-stop. Nerves, Matt guessed. He felt the same. He wanted to talk about things, about Dad and Atticus Harper and the treasure of St. John, but he had very little to say. Neither of them ate much, and Matt cleared away plates of half-eaten lasagna. "Did your father give you any idea where he was going?" Aunt Jane asked Matt for the third time. "I told you, I haven't spoken to him, apart from the weird message he left me on that website. He's more likely to tell you what he's up to than me or Mum." Aunt Jane's expression suggested she didn't think this was really the case, but she didn't say so. "Anyway," Matt went on, "wherever he was, he's not there now. Harper told us that." "Mr. Harper," Aunt Jane corrected him. Matt sighed. "Whatever. He'd done some work from home, I think." He tried to look on the bright side. "If we find the treasure first, maybe they'll just let him go, whoever these people are. Or if they find the treasure, they won't need Dad anymore, so they'll let him go anyway." Not that Matt was convincing even himself. "Do you think?" he added, doubtfully.
"Let's hope so."
"About all we can do," Matt said glumly. "Apart from help Mr. Venture and Robin follow Dad's trail through documents and files." Aunt Jane looked at Matt sadly.
"Leave that to them," she said.
"But I might be able to help. I can sort out the computers and organize the data for them." She turned away so he couldn't see her face.
"I told you, I don't want you involved," she said.
Matt went over to her and put his hand on her shoulder, remembering the warmth and sympathy of Robin's similar gesture. Aunt Jane turned round, and he saw how sad she looked. He kept his hand on her shoulder, squeezing gently to reassure her that he wasn't cross or angry. He was sad, like her.
"It's my dad," he told her. "I may not see him much. I may not really understand him or listen to him, not all the time. But it's Dad. I've got to help."
She put her hand over his.
"I know. He's an infuriating, stubborn idiot, with no common sense and no idea how any of us feel about him. But he's my brother and I love him, and so do you." She sighed. "And you're right. We have to help all we can."
She turned away, and he only just caught her last words. "Whatever the cost," she said quietly.